This doctor, this is dictating on Russell Acker. R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Russell. Acker. A-C-H-E-R. Acker Russell. Date of birth is 3/18/1929. Date of visit is 12/5/22, age 93. Please make a copy of this for Dr. James McDonnell. James McDonnell, M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, M-D. Dear Jim, thank you for sending Russell Acker for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 93-year-old male who had an episode of COVID-19 infection in August of this year. Has been experiencing shortness of breath, generalized weakness, and occasional cough, but no sputum production. The patient was treated with a course of antibiotics, including Levaquin, has also been on prednisone chronically at 5 milligrams per day. For history of arthritis. Period. The patient has lost weight, but denied fevers, chills, night sweats, denied hemoptysis, nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. His most recent CAT scan done on 11/11/22 showed bilateral pleural effusions more on the right than the left, and compressive atelectasis at the lung basis. The patient has been on, the patient has not been on any diuretics. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a history for arthroscopy of both knees, and he denies any history of hypertension or diabetes. He was treated for COVID-19 infection 3 months ago. Next paragraph, allergies. No significant drug allergies noted. Next paragraph. Habits, patients smoked remotely for about 3 years while in high school. And drinks wine moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of a stroke. Father died at an elderly age. Father died of an MI at an elderly age. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, but no fever. He has occasional cough and shortness of breath, no yellow sputum, and denies any abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea or constipation, denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains, and denies any palpitations or leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression. and he has no easy bruising. He has easy bruising. No headaches, numbness of the extremities. But he does have joint pains, muscle aches. He has no anxiety, no depression. And he has no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included prednisone 5 milligram daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly. White male was alert, no acute distress, there was no pallor cyanosis, no clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse is 66, respiration 16. Temperature 97.8, weight is 149, saturation 97. HG India norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Thing is, my nasal because edematous throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and breath sounds diminished at the bases with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the atoms are regular S1 and S2. No S3 gallop or murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Mild jaw deformities. Reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor. That's its cranial nerves ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Bilateral pleural effusions, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is degenerative arthritis. Number 3 is status post COVID-19 infection. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile and a complete pulmonary function study as well as a 2D echo and an ultrasound of the chest will be obtained. If there is significant fluid present in the pleural space, a thoracentesis will be planned. The patient will continue with prednisone and taper the dose as much as possible. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. We'll keep you abreast of any new findings. I guess it's Dr. D'Souza. Can you please add in the final diagnosis, ?CHF. Okay, that's number 5. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. James McDonnell, MCDONNELL, Jim, James, MD.